This is eFactor Radio, created by entrepreneurs for entrepreneurs. And now here's your host, David Wolf.
Hi, I'm David Wolf. Welcome to eFactor Radio. On this edition, we'll explore a business model that few of us are even aware exists. Lee Duggs and Isaiah Standback are executives with the Candlegate Group. The company provides holistic lifestyle and a range of related services for celebrities, famous athletes, and other high net worth individuals. It's a fascinating business model. Let's find out how it works. Joining us on the line right now are Lee Duggs and Isaiah Standback. Gentlemen, welcome to the program.
Well, thank you for having us.
Some surprising statistics here. Most athletes and artists go broke shortly after leaving their profession. For example, 78% of all NFL players are broke within 2 years of leaving the NFL, and 60% of all NBA players are completely broke within 5 years of leaving the NBA. You've created a business that helps celebrities and athletes, high net worth individuals like these folks, manage a variety of areas in their lives. What do most of us just not understand about what it means to be a celebrity or someone with an obscene amount of money?
Well, this is Lee, and I think to start that, and I'd like Isaiah to also comment on this as well, but I think the one of the major differences is that with respect to athletes and entertainers, the age by which they get exposure to a lot of money is a lot earlier in life than the traditional corporate executive. And with that, you know, comes, you know, a lack of previous experience, a lack of networking, and how to ask the right questions, the vetting process of resources, and the amount of time that they have to work on their personal life is very minimal, right? So they've got the demands of the sports program or the entertainment program that absorbs the vast majority of their day, right?
So right.
We're asking them to do a lot with very limited, you know, previous experience. And sometimes, unfortunately, with people that prey upon their lack of experience.
I want to believe when you talk about this kind of individual or this kind of family, celebrity, athlete, it's such an obsessive kind of place to be. A pro tennis player that's working out, practicing all the time. It's a very obsessive kind of mindset, this winning mindset in sports or even in entertainment, isn't it?
I guess when you're coming up in life, so, I mean, I know for myself personally, as some of the guys that I grew up with, you know, we grew up in tough neighborhoods, and there were a lot of great athletes growing up together. So we had a lot of competition growing up, and you always have set in your mind what you want to be, like most, you know, most kids do growing up. And it just so happened that a lot of us achieve those dreams and are currently living those dreams. And I guess when you build this dream up for so long, and then when you're actually put in a position to live it, as long as you thought about it, as many years as you've planned on it, you're still not prepared for what you're going to experience. And I guess, based off your statistics there about people going broke, I guess the main thing that I've seen is that, you know, with the people that I've grown up with in the neighborhoods we come from, we're not pre-exposed to those kind of resources that will help you once you get to this level. Just saying, like professional athlete, you know, like Lee said, and he touched on, you guys get a lot of money, a lump sum of money given to them at one point in time when they're, you know, they go from being in college and having meal cards and, you know, your bank account saying you got negative $10 in there at all times, and then all of a sudden you wake up and you know you have thousands of dollars, or in some guys in the case millions. I'm just like, well, what do I do with this? And we just don't, you know, as athletes, I'm speaking for myself and most athletes, you just don't have those resources and that knowledge to handle that in the correct way, and you need help.
It's like you cross a line into a whole different strata of society and you're just not equipped. Isaiah, you've joined this company. What's the connection for you? Did you experience some of the stuff that you're helping people now with in their own lives? Or tell us the story of how you became involved with Lee in this business.
Well, me and myself and Lee, we met on a previous, I guess you could say, business convention where we both ended up in the same spot and ended up meeting and talking. And then we exchanged information and talked more in depth about some of the things he was doing and some of the things I was passionate about. You know, I'm currently an athlete and going on my fourth year in the National Football League, but I've never been the person that just wants to place everything on just making it in sports.
Yeah.
I had a pretty traumatic injury my senior year of my college career, and luckily I was able to to come back from it and still make it in the NFL, but that could have easily been it for me. So I, you know, up until that point, you know, everybody thinks that they're Superman in whatever sports that they may be in. But at that point, I realized that this could really be over and in a play. You know, you hear it every day, but you really don't process it. So that day, I really realized that, hey, I need to really start, not only just realize that I want to do other things besides sports, but really start trying to make it, put it in place. And when myself and Lee ran into each other, we met each other, we were kind of on the same page. He was already in the process of doing this with his company. And I guess you could say that was a great connection for me to meet. And we're pretty much on the same page with that. I mean, he set up a perfect business where, you know, he can help guys transition, and he can help guys with the resources that he has and the communication skills that he has to set you up for post-career moves, you know, outside of sports. He can help you during sports or endorsements, wherever it may be. But post-career, you know, you're going to live a lot longer than you are going to be playing in your profession. So you have to be prepared for that.
Yeah, when you think about the career length of any athlete, it's really a very small part of an entire lifetime, and you've pointed to that well, and it's interesting that the single injury was the aha moment for you. Lee Duggs, you're building the business, and really, as I understand it, you came at it from a bit of a different angle. Tell us where the aha moment for you was in terms of understanding there was a market here that you could tap and serve.
Well, that's a great question. I think the aha moment, you know, for the Candlegate Group and this concept of the company came from my experience from working with athletes and celebrities with real estate investment services 3 or 4 years ago. And what we found is that we offered, you know, services where we coordinated the loan, coordinated insurance, coordinated the property management, coordinated the tenant being, you know, leasing out the property all before the close of escrow. And because we were offering, you know, highly custom fit services that met their needs, they started to ask us to go beyond, you know, real estate investment, right? And I looked at, you know, the question being, you know, what are the issues? You know, what's the difference between new millionaires versus old millionaires, right? My previous experience had been working with old millionaires, right? People that came from affluence, you know, from hundreds of years, and the money's been passed on. And what I learned from that was, they have parents that basically say, do these things with these people, these particular people, and you too get to enjoy the benefit of great-great-grandfather's hard work, you know, hundreds of years ago.
Yeah.
And when you contrast that or compare that with new millionaires being best popularized through athletes and recording artists and actors, they don't have that benefit. And secondly, they're being thrust onto this amount of wealth earlier on, and they're bombarded with a variety of differences. As Isaiah pointed out, you know, when you're using a, you know, college meal card plan and have a few dollars in the bank account, when you're given a whole large lump sum, and then between, you know, the cost of your agent for having procured you that contract plus the amount of taxes that you have to pay, a lot of wealth preservation goes out the window pretty quickly, and then you have other obligations. And so what we wanted to do was, you know, solve this particular problem statement, which was how and why do athletes and artists go broke, right? Because we were looking at articles on Yahoo or Google News every other week that would indicate someone going broke after having a record career earning $100 million. It just didn't make sense. And then when we sort of peeled back the layers kind of thing, it obviously made sense because there was no one out there really equipping them to do the right thing, to set them up with the right people that could bring the synergy of all the appropriate players. I'm talking bookkeepers, lawyers, accountants, financial advisors, you know, interior designers, you know, builders kind of thing, and to make sure that we understood and were working and had a fiduciary responsibility on behalf of the athlete member or the entertainment member of our company, right? And what we wanted to do was take the years of business experience from people with, you know, Fortune 100, startup experience, and apply that knowledge to the benefit of the athlete, you know, member or the actor member at the end of the day. Now, with that, you know, we said, you know, as Isaiah pointed out correctly, that they're going to have a career length of some sort in the entertainment industry or in the professional athlete industry. and what do they do next, right? And so we said, you know, if you ask an athlete what their health history is and what the average, you know, lifespan of a family member, we typically say add 10 because you're going to live better and healthier and happier than your predecessors, right? And so we then have to work backwards, you know, after we define what lifestyle they want to live is how much money you have to have earned in order to live that lifestyle through 80 years of age or 90 years of age.
Sure, sure.
And it's then it becomes important for us then to map out a successful blueprint that allow them to transition. So it's all about getting set and staying set. So how do we make them an effective entrepreneur, right? And capitalize on the things that they get as part of being in pro sports or in the entertainment industry. That is, they already get the, you know, the face time, the television time. So we do a lot of work about polishing the brand or creating their brand, getting them additional spokesperson's opportunity, and then coupling that with private equity businesses that they can go into and be an entrepreneur in, and that we help them manage initially until they are able to spend more time on it. So in our mind's eye, that when they're, you know, in season, right, they belong to their sports franchise and their agent, and when they're in the off season, you know what I mean, we give them time to go on vacation, but we have them a very active plan to get them engaged in doing other things, getting other business experience so that they can be, at the end of the day, a very successful entrepreneur and have the resources, the wherewithal, the confidence, and the education experience to run businesses at the end of the day. So we want them to be networked with other corporate executives, right, that are going to help mentor them in the particular field that they're interested in, right? We want to make sure that we're overseeing the process so that at the end of the day, the right things are happening on behalf of the athlete, and we need to apply a light hand when we see things, you know, are not going the right way if the athlete or the entertainer is not living up to their part, right? And, you know, help them understand what the consequences are if they don't, you know, follow the plan. You know, whether we need to make an adjustment on the lifestyle or have to increase our efforts the following year.
Lee, when you talk about delivering this sort of broad range of services that create this holistic picture that you are orchestrating from your chair as CEO, how do partners play a part? Let's take a tour of the company. Do you have virtual professionals that are working with you, or how do you orchestrate all this to serve an individual client?
Oh, that's a great question. In terms of that, partnerships are our lifeline, right? And what we really bring to the table is the strategic consulting, the networking, the vetting, right, and the program management. Our partners are our execution arm at the end of the day. We sort of took a Thomas Friedman approach, said the world is flat. There's going to be, as an example, a great interior designer who does modern work.
Yeah.
Whereas there's another interior designer that does colonial work, right? And if I put all those, you know, designers on payroll to do interior design work for athletes and artists and high net worth individuals, well, some of them could be, quote unquote, sitting on the bench waiting for work. We've got the added expense of paying all their different, you know, cost of labor and payroll expenses.
Sure.
So what we decided to do was go find the best of the best, not only find the best of the best, find ones that, you know how to mentor, that take a educative approach, and that ones that we can look at and say they're not overcharging, so we understand the industry norms, right? And then we work on top of that to get them, being the athlete or the entertainer, the best possible pricing from that. So that there's an active bidding process. And then we, the ones that, you know, are screened successfully, have qualified, have been fully vetted, are then introduced into our network and are able to work directly with Isaiah or our other clients, our members at the end of the day, and they get the added benefit of doing the job right the first time around, right? And then we oversee to make sure that the entire execution was as advertised at the end of the day.
What's the marketing mechanism for this? I'm imagining that because of your backgrounds, it's quite a bit of networking. It's a word-of-mouth scenario. Do I have it right?
No, absolutely, and that's key. You know, and in working with Isaiah as an example of that, you know, one of the great things from coming from a powerful school as Isaiah Stanback came from the University of Washington,
yes,
is that he has connections to other players that have gone into the NFL and the NBA, right? And that's been a wonderful source of new referrals of possible members, right? The other sources, you know, come from coaches or franchise owners kind of thing, working with their organization. So we sponsored the New Jersey Nets, the Dallas Mavericks, and the Utah Jazz, and that's also been a source of introduction. And then the last area, last two areas, so to speak, have been are some of our partners who already were working with athletes and entertainers have been a source of referrals, you know, for this type of career transitioning assistance or other areas that they don't cover. What we found that, you know, with respect to wealth management, that's been a huge area because at the end of the day, no one's really have taken a very collaborative approach about getting financially set and staying financially set.
Yeah.
Meaning most people will work with a financial advisor. Most people will have a person to do their taxes, but pulling your taxes, insurance, and your financial advisor together in a room saying, I need to get this amount of money at this tax rate for this player to live his lifestyle through his years of life and be able to have a legacy to pass on to the next generation.
Yeah, you right? need to have the members of the team talking to each other.
Exactly. Independently, they say, I don't have an obligation to do that, right? If the obligation then becomes, if we don't pull together, right, there's going to be one phone call that'll go to an Isaiah Stampack as an example and says, Isaiah, these guys aren't going to, you know, work together. This is a very simple thing that I've asked them to do, right? We need to look at, you know, getting a better team.
And as the generator of the lead for those professionals, I would expect that you have some leverage in that situation and you're able to sort of line the players of the team up, if you will, into, you know, coordinating and solving that problem.
No, absolutely. That's a great point, you know, and through this effort, you know, with having a very holistic view in supporting the athlete, the artist at the end of the day, we've also been able to uncover some great partners. We're actually now working with a financial group called Mader Shannon Wealth Management, and George Shannon is the number 10 money manager in the United States. Right.
No. Oh, wow.
And we're able, even as a, you know, company that's been around, you know, for 18 months, are now able to work, quote unquote, in the big league and bring the right types of resources, you know, to the table.
Mm. Lee Duggs, Isaiah Stanback, great to have you on the program. We've been visiting with Lee Duggs and Isaiah Stanback. They're the executives from the Candlegate Group. The company provides holistic lifestyle and related services for celebrities, famous athletes, and other high net worth individuals. I was going to ask you, by the way, are there many other players in this space, or do you guys pretty much do it in a way that nobody else is doing it?
My understanding and research, there are, you know, entities that, of course, will, you know, do point services, but no one else is out there today doing a holistic, you know, set of services on behalf of athletes and artists.
Yeah, and bundling them together the way you do. It's a fascinating model. Best of luck continuing as you grow. The website, www.candlegategroup.com, just like it sounds, candlegategroup.com. Lee and Isaiah, thanks so much for joining us on the program.
Thank you.
Thanks for listening to eFactor Radio. Get more podcasts with your premium membership at eFactor.com.